Blackstone Audio presents Disney's Tomorrowland, the junior novel by Elizabeth Rudnick. This book is read by Katie Shore. Part 1. Yesterday. Chapter 1. Pittsfield, New York, 1964. Summer in upstate New York was always brief. When the flowers finally bloomed and the leaves finally appeared, they came upon the countryside with the swiftness of a storm. For the farmers who made their living tilling the land, the season was a blessing and a curse. A blessing because summer meant money in their pockets and food on the table come winter. And a curse because it was always a race against time. So as soon as the first warm wind blew, every man, woman, and child would be out on the farm, doing their part. Well, almost every child. As the sun rose on this particular harvesting day, 10-year-old Frank Walker was not getting ready to help his father on their farm. Instead, he stood inside the barn, tinkering. Above him, the old rusty weather vane squeaked as it moved slowly in the sticky morning wind. But Frank barely registered the noise. He was too busy finishing up his project. As Frank looked down at the object in front of him, a smile spread across his young face. His eyes shone brightly with anticipation. That was it. That was the moment he had been working toward all summer. Running a hand through his messy brown hair, Frank took a deep breath. Then he put an old football helmet on his head. A pair of goggles rested atop the helmet. It seemed an odd addition until Frank leaned over and picked up the jetpack resting in front of him. The jetpack was not much to look at on first sight.